What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about it.
Ghosts have been talking to me in my sleep. Don't know what they need from me. I feel like I'm living in multiple realities, or on a boat lost in a stormy sea. I feel alone more than I show. I want love more than you know. If my dreams were to come true, I'd be singing this song on a stage to you. I'd be singing this song on a stage to you. Ghosts have been talking to me in my sleep. Don't know what they need from me. I feel like I'm living in multiple realities, or on a boat lost in a stormy sea. It's hard to find the right words to communicate how I perceive the world. I kick off my sheets, I toss and I turn. I've been so afraid to get hurt. So hear me, please don't fear me. Please just hear me. Please don't. In a stormy sea, or on a boat lost in a stormy sea, or on a boat lost in a stormy sea.
You just heard 3 a.m. by Serendipity, and that is from her debut album, Honey. So, fun story about Serendipity, she's from my hometown, San Diego, and I went to a little, like, showcase of local artists once, and basically, I was not a fan of any of the bands that played, but then she came on stage, and then she played, like, I don't know, like a 20-minute set of just beautiful, beautiful acoustic songs. And for that one, that was 3 a.m., she introduced it as she lives next to a graveyard, and this song was inspired by that. So I thought that was pretty cute. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and this show is called Feeling Sounds. And today I have a lot of fun stuff going on. So I have a special guest with me, Nicole Audrey, who's a local singer-songwriter from Vancouver. We're going to be talking about her new single and lots of fun stuff about her music. And then after that, I'm going to be doing a concert ticket giveaway for the band called Shopping. And basically how that's going to work, it'll be about 30 to 40 minutes into the show, I'm going to be taking phone calls from you guys, and whoever can tell me the best pickup line will win the tickets. It'll be for you and a friend, so think of your pickup lines, and then I'll let you know when you guys can call into the studio. But yeah, so we're going to play one more song and then go straight into the interview with Nicole Audrey. So this song is called Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. It was just released, and Phoebe Bridgers is my favorite artist, so I just had to play it. So yeah, here it goes.
Someday I'm gonna live in your house up on the hill. And when your skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see my life. And it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my leg and I insist. But I wake up before we do it. I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. To know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver. She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want. Thank you.
That was Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. And we're back with Feeling Sounds. I'm Sarah, and I have a special guest with me today, Nicole Audrey. Hey, Nicole, how's it going?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm very excited.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I guess to start off, do you want to just give a little bio of like you and your music and like how you got into it and all that good stuff?
Sure. So as you said, my name's Nicole Audrey, and I started playing piano at about 6 years old. That's kind of where my musical journey began. And then when I got into high school, I really started delving into songwriting, and I taught myself guitar just to learn my favorite songs. And then, I really began to like develop my artistic identity. And then I applied for a music program at Douglas College later on. And that's really where I started performing live. And I created a folk pop duo with my friend at the time at Douglas College called The Echoes.
Cool.
And we performed around town, and we recorded an EP. And then I decided to embark on my own solo project as well. And my first EP that I recorded is kind of like more of a folk pop sound to it. And then this new single, Feel Something, is a more big pop sound, and there's even kind of like electronic elements to it. So yeah, it's definitely, it's a little bit of a departure from my first EP, but it, it's the direction I want to go. So I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So this new single, Feel Something, how did you like get the inspiration to write that song, and like what's it about?
Yeah. So I was looking around for people to record with, and I emailed a local producer, Ryan Stewart, and asked him if he ever worked with independent musicians, because he's worked with like quite a lot of big names. So I wasn't even expecting an email back. And then he did email me back, and we ended up working together, and we wrote the song together. So I came into the studio, and I showed him some songs I've been working on my acoustic guitar. And we were kind of playing around with some ideas there. And then he showed me this like guitar arrangement that he'd come up with on the electric guitar. And I just really loved it. So he just kind of played that on loop, and I was like trying out different melodies. And we decided to write the song about feeling kind of like apathetic, listless, like going through the motions, doing something that maybe doesn't fulfill you. And then meeting someone that kind of like reignites your passion. But when we were talking about it, we didn't necessarily like want the message to come across that, oh yeah, it's all about like meeting someone when you feel that way. Like it could be anything, like just delving into a creative project that really fulfills you. Or like for me, I find that if I ever feel that way, delving into like songwriting or engaging in music with others always kind of like brings me back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's really, I like that. So how did you decide that, because you said you brought it to him kind of as like an acoustic song. How did you decide you wanted to make it like a more synth pop type of thing?
Yeah, I've always loved pop music. Like I'm very heavily influenced by folk music too, because that's what my parents listened to. And my aunts always took me to like the Vancouver Folk Music Festival every year. And, but I've always loved pop music as well. Like throughout my life, and I just really wanted it to sound bigger and more electronic. That's like the direction I want to go with my music. It was just kind of like a natural thing also, because he writes a lot of pop music. So with him producing, it was kind of like a natural direction to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So when you write music, do you normally start like acoustic guitar, and then you like what do you lead with usually? I'm just very interested in like the songwriting process.
Yeah, of course. So usually it's piano actually, and then sometimes it's acoustic guitar, but always it's like a melodic idea that I have, and I'll just record it onto my phone and then later kind of figure out what chord progression I want underneath it. And then sometimes it's just like if I'm practicing a song on guitar and I like hear something that I really like,
I'm going to take that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, kind of work it into my own.
Yeah, for sure.
My own song. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that's super cool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, do you want to give a listen to Feel Something?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's give it a listen.
Yeah, so this is Feel Something by Nicole Audrey, her new single. And is this out yet for public to hear?
It is, yeah.
It is so now,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is now, yeah. So it's on like all streaming services if you want to check it out. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, here it is. Feel Something by Nicole Audrey.
Wake up to the same song every day, working at the wrong job to get paid. Come home to nothing, I sleep alone. Chase playing together, I drift along. Drinking with the same friends, Saturday, floating like a ghost, I'm far away. Get to the party, lost in the crowd. Bass bumping loud, numb to the sound. Out of the blue, I meet you, and butterflies when you take my hand. I've been going through the motions, lost and kind of hopeless. I can't remember the last time I felt something. You showed up and somehow brought me back to life now. I'm letting go for the first time, 'cause I feel something. When we touch, we say goodbye, still flying high. Can't get enough of what you got. Out of the blue, I met you, and butterflies when you took my hand. Been going through emotions, lost and kind of hopeless. I can't remember the last time I felt something.
So that was Feel Something by Nicole Audrey, her new single. I really liked that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Thank you so much.
So off air, you were telling me that you have some exciting stuff coming up in relation to that single. Do you want to talk about your single release party?
Sure. So I'm going to be hosting a single release celebration at Blue Light Studio in Vancouver. And that's going to be on March 28th. And if you check out my socials, I've posted the event there if you're interested in getting tickets. And yeah, it's going to be a really like intimate experience. It's hosted in like a studio space, and I'm going to be there with my band, and it's the first time we're going to perform Feel Something Live. Yeah, and there's going to be food and drinks and even prizes given away, so it's going to be a really fun night, and it's meant to just celebrate the release of this song. Yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah. So we were talking off air, but I think it'd be cool to share these thoughts with our listeners. Mm-hmm. So I was curious about how you would get a band to like reproduce that sound. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just like talk about how you plan to do that?
Sure. So yeah, the band will consist of someone playing electric guitar. There's going to be a keyboard player, a bassist, and a drummer. And we'll also have like a backing track. So we get those kind of like electronic elements in there. And then the live instruments are going to add like an extra live instrument layer.
Yeah, so there will be the live instruments that aren't in the original track, so it's like a little exclusive version.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, yeah, the electric guitarist is going to be playing like the guitar that you hear in there, and the bassist will play the bass that you're hearing in there, and then yeah, the drummer is going to be like adding an extra layer of like beats.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. Yeah, that's really cool. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what artists do you like take inspiration from?
Ooh, yes. Well, for Feel Something specifically. I took a lot of inspiration from this artist. Her name's Vera Blue.
Have not heard of her.
Yeah, she's, I believe she's from Australia.
Okay.
She's an Australian artist, I believe. And I just love the way she takes like acoustic instruments and blends it with like electronic pop sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like this song was, I used that specific song as like an inspiration. Because it starts off like just with an acoustic guitar, and then the chorus is like so big with all these like electronic pop sounds, and her voice is like really like folksy, and so yeah, I kind of took inspiration from that because I have a lot, like I love folk music, and I like grew up listening to folk music as well as pop music. So like my first EP was kind of a blend of that. And so yeah, I just like really, I really like the way she kind of like blends folk and like electronic pop together.
Yeah, so. No, that's very unique. Like, you don't hear that every day. That's pretty cool.
Right? Yeah, so yeah, that was like a big inspiration, her music for sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Do you want to listen to another one of your songs that you sent me here?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so we have Kite. Do you want to introduce that one? Like talk about what it's about?
What it's about. Yeah, so Kite is from my first EP that I released as like a solo artist. And the three songs all kind of have a theme about characters like wanting to escape their situations. So Kite is about like a young girl wanting to just escape her like home life and just like dreaming about ways that she could do that. Like dreaming about being a kite and like flying away was kind of the imagery I wanted from that. And it kind of like takes you throughout her life and all the ways that she like wants to escape. Yeah.
Yeah. So that sounds like that's like kind of a recurring theme for you, because when you were talking about Feel Something, you said it was sort of about like feeling bored and like things are mundane in life. So when you write these things, I guess my question is like, do you draw from your own feelings, or is it kind of like you're composing a narrative about like it's just like a novel kind of thing?
Yeah, because like when ever since I was little, I've loved writing stories. And so I just find like songwriting is an exciting way to tell a story. So it's like, yeah, it definitely comes from like a narrative perspective. I like to like think up characters and like really think about a story before I start writing the song.
Yeah.
And then I also draw on my own feelings and like my own experiences, and also like maybe stories that a friend or family member told me. They like get woven into my songs as well. So yeah, it's kind of a mixture.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting. I feel like most songwriters I've spoken with have said like, oh, my music is very personal. It's just like me talking about my own feelings. I think that's really unique. And like, I like that, how it's like you're like, you're basically just composing a story. It's like reading a book, but in the form of a song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of like what I want to get across.
No, that's super neat. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's give Kite a listen. So this is Kite by Nicole Audrey.
She was little and she couldn't to be big, big enough to never feel afraid of footsteps hitting the closet, hid under
And that was Kite by Nicole Audrey, who I have with me right here in the studio. So Nicole and I are going to do our little ticket giveaway now. She's decided to join me in deciding who can come up with the best pickup line. So I'm very excited for that. Off the top of your head, Nicole, do you have any pickup lines that are your go-tos?
Ooh, oh my goodness.
Not to put you on the spot.
I know, I can't think of anything.
I can
right
give
now.
One first because yeah. I knew that on the spot I would not be able to think of anything.
Yeah,
I've never
yeah.
used a pickup line in my life.
Yeah, actually, neither have I. So.
Yeah. But yeah. I found one online that I think is really great. So here's an yeah. example for you listeners of like the bar that is set. You have to exceed this because I think this is hilarious. It's what has 36 teeth and holds back the Incredible Hulk? My zipper. Isn't that so funny? I just love that. Okay, so basically what we're doing with these pickup lines is I'm giving away tickets through Feeling Sounds, which is the show you're listening to now. There's this band called Shopping. They're like a pop band. They're from the UK. And they're doing a show here in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 7th. And I have two tickets that I can give to the best pickup line person plus their plus one, who is, I assume, the person you are going to be using that pickup line on, so it better be a good one, right? But yeah, within the next like 20 minutes, if you guys can think of anything, you can call 604-822-2487. That's our on-air phone line, and we'll pick it up and hear your pickup line. Please, nothing super inappropriate, like, you know, you can say what I said about the Incredible Hulk. That's like good, but, you know, no swearing or anything like that. I don't like to hear that stuff. I'm not going to pick you if you do that. So, yeah, call 604-822-2487. And we will be waiting by the phone for the next few minutes. In the meantime, Nicole, do you want to? Oh, actually, just kidding. In the meantime, I should play one of Shopping's songs so those of you listening can hear what kind of sound you'll be hearing when you go to their show. So this is the band you're competing for, and this is their song called For Your Pleasure. So this is by Shopping.
No sound is the way that it reaches us. We take another sip of whatever pleases us. It's constant, the feeling. We get around every lesson it teaches us. Cut loose when opportunity seizes us. It's constant, the feeling. I'm light as a feather. This was made for my pleasure, and I welcome the feeling.
And you just heard For Your Pleasure by Shopping. What did you think of that song, Nicole?
I really liked it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Nicole really was saying off air, she was like, I should call in. I should compete. All right. We actually did get a caller, which is very exciting. His name is Adam, and I'm going to put him on air, make sure he's still here. Hey, Adam, are you still there?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Awesome.
Cool.
Having a great morning.
Oh, I'm so glad. So you have a pickup line for us. Can we hear it?
Yep. Okay, here it comes. Dang, girl, do you have a radio show? Because I am tuned into your frequency.
I love that.
Feeling these sounds.
Oh, nice. You added that one. When he called, he didn't add the feeling these sounds. I really like that. I'm a big fan. Awesome. Well, thank you, Adam. Please stay on the line so I can chat with you after we continue the show.
You bet.
Okay. All right. That was a pretty good one.
That
I liked that.
That was a pretty good one. Yeah. Very personal to the show.
Yeah. So, no, he really, he was like, how can I get Sarah to give me these tickets? Yeah. Flirt with her. Awesome. All right. So we're still waiting for more calls. If you guys have any pickup lines and you want to win tickets to the Shopping concert on March 7th, please call 604-822-2487 anytime, I guess until 11. Like, we can be taking calls anytime for the rest of the hour. But in the meantime, Nicole, since I have you with me, let's keep talking about your music.
Sure.
Yeah. So you were telling me that you have a day job. You're not just a rock star all the time. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell me about that? Because it's kind of cool.
Yeah, sure. So, during the day when I'm not making my own music, I work as a music therapist with seniors. And so I create music therapy programs at a variety of different long-term care facilities. And we do, group singing. We do choir programs. Sometimes we do drumming programs. Sometimes we do songwriting. So it's basically just using music to help, maintain their quality of life, decrease anxiety. So just a variety of different goals. Getting met with music. It's a very creative job.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. And so it's music therapy. I'm assuming a lot of this is based in science and like music is healing. Like, what do you know about that?
Yeah, so I do know that music can help like reduce our stress levels. It can improve our mood. Like, scientific studies have shown this. So it can be really helpful for folks with dementia or Alzheimer's, because there is a lot of anxiety and confusion that happens. So one program that I have run in the past is something called around the time when confusion and anxiety is most prevalent is usually when the sun is setting.
Okay.
That's
really interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah, for folks with dementia or Alzheimer's. When the sun is setting, that can cause a lot of confusion. And I assume it's because throughout your whole life, that was when you were going home. You're just finishing work and it's time to make dinner, time to be with your family.
Yeah. No, that's so interesting.
Yeah, right? So a possible music therapy program could be everybody, singing familiar songs and listening to soft and relaxing music. Because it is proven that music with slow tempos, music that we're familiar with, that we listen to in our youth, can really help calm and relax us. So that's one example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So we just received another call. Do you want to pick this one up?
Oh, sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You've reached Feeling Sounds. This is Sarah on CITR 101.9. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Cool. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Martine.
Oh, hi, Martine. So do you have a pickup line for us?
I have 50, so I was
you have 50?
You guys,
is that what you just said?
I have 50. So if you guys could pick a number between 1 and 50, I'll just give you that one.
Oh, sure. Nicole, how about you pick?
Sure. Okay. 17.
17. That's 17. A good number. Okay. From 17 is, aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's
pretty
decent.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible, but it's pretty good. Awesome.
Oh yeah, these are bad. These are really bad.
Yeah. No, I see that. That's pretty good though. Thank you for sharing, Martine. Please stay on the line after, so that we can chat a little bit. But thank you.
Oh my goodness. That'd be awesome.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. That one was pretty bad. was. To be honest, that was cringy. Okay. So we're gonna evaluate. The judges will have a private chat, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. And we're still waiting for some more calls, so please call in, guys. In the meantime, so you were talking about your music and your day job involving music, which I think is really fascinating, especially the sunset thing. I never would have expected that.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce your song 15?
Sure.
Just as a little segue?
Yeah. So this one comes from like a story that someone close to me told me. And so it's about like a young girl that has run away from home. She's like fleeing kind of like an abusive household. And she goes off and like lives in a city on her own. And I kind of like tweaked the story a little bit. I really like this song. I'm very proud of it.
Good.
And
why is it called 15?
15. Yeah, that was the age that this person decided to run away from home.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's like a very, like, kind of incredible story and, like, what this person managed to do at, like, 15 years old. And so I just thought, yeah, when I heard it, I just, like, had to put it into a song. And, like, it's basically just tells the story of, like, this person being so young but being so, like, wise.
Yeah.
And, like, knowing what to do, like, knowing what to do in that situation and, like, doing something that's best for them.
Yeah.
So
where did you hear that story then?
Yeah. It was, like, I won't mention any names.
Okay, for sure.
But, yeah, just, like, someone very close to me told me that story. And I had to put it into a song because I just thought it was, like, such an incredible story.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
And just very emotional. And I just thought, yeah, I have to put this into a song.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Okay, let's give it a listen. This is 15 by Nicole Audrey. In the meantime, guys, please keep calling in for your pickup lines. Mm-hmm.
Heading to the late night train, pack my bags, I'm running away. Told my mama I'd be gone if he'd ever be again. Broke my piggy bank, now I'm speeding away. A one way to get to anywhere. I am young, but I'm not afraid. Find a city of my own, I am never coming. That house, it ain't no home. Living with a man like that, mama, you know I'll miss you. If I were you, I'd leave him too. But I am only 15. What do I know? But I am only 15. What do I know? Got myself a job, faked my age and resume. Time to go.
I was only 15. What did I know? I was only 15. What did I know? Fantasy of our own. Let's never look back. Mama found a good man. Opens doors and holds her hand. Mama, you know I love you. And I am so proud.
That was 15 by Nicole Audrey, and it comes from a very beautiful story that she was sharing with us before. But yeah, no, I was listening to some of the lyrics and I want to like analyze them more. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we haven't received any more callers, which is making me very sad, guys. If you want to win concert tickets, please call 604-822-2487 and tell us your best pickup line. The winner, decided by me and Nicole, will get to see Shopping on March 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. So please call in. In the meantime, we're going to keep chatting with Nicole about her music. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the plan for right now.
Sounds good.
So do you ever like collaborate writing with other people, or is it more just like you go to other people for production?
I've recently just started like collaborating a lot with like local artists, because up until now it's always been just like me and my guitar and my piano and just like writing by myself. Because I love to spend, like, a lot of time on the lyrics.
Yeah.
And just, like, I could just be absorbed in it for, like, hours and hours. And just, like, writing and writing and writing. But, like, I feel like when you're with another person, they can just, like, add another element to it, which is really cool. Like, things that you just never would have thought of.
Yeah.
Just having that extra, like, brain to think about it from another perspective is really cool. Like, I have a couple songs that I'm going to be performing at this Blue Light Studio show that I wrote with, like, a couple of Vancouver artists. And, it's just so cool. Like, there's just the result that the final product of it, like, is a song that I probably wouldn't have been able to come up with on my own.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's a really cool process of writing with someone else. It can be difficult.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And like it's great when you have like a good chemistry with the other person, and you can just like, and you just have to be like not shy about like bouncing ideas off of each other and just like, you know, giving an idea that might be just like shot down.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I've attempted like collaborating on songwriting with people many times, but I find that like, I think the place where you and I differ a lot in our songwriting is like you said that your music isn't so much about yourself. It's often like you're writing a story about characters. For me, like it's always just very personal. And I'm like, well, no one else can give me input on that, you know?
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
So do you find that that's like interfering with the writing at all? Or like what do you find difficult about it?
Like with co-writing? Like,
Yeah.
I think like you touched on a really good point. Like, songwriting can be so personal, and then, you know, sometimes when someone else is like putting their input in, you can kind of be like precious about it, like, oh, like,
yeah,
no, that's not my experience, I don't want to have that in there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So I find like starting from scratch is like a good way to like co-write with somebody, because then it's kind of like a collaborative thing from the beginning. Because I totally get that. Like, some songs are just like mine.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just want them to like remain exactly the way they were when I wrote it.
Yeah.
But so I totally get that. That can be difficult for sure.
No, yeah.
Like yeah.
It's I don't know, but it's a fun exercise for sure, just to like work with others on something that is not like comfortable, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it is a good exercise. And it just like opens your songwriting up to like other perspectives. And sometimes it can be really helpful too, like if you have like a mental block, like you write half a song and you're like, I just can't finish this. I don't know where to go. And then if you show it to somebody else, like they can bring in just like a fresh perspective and maybe help you finish the thing,
which is really cool.
So it's definitely challenging, but it's like a good exercise, like you said.
So what would you say, like, because I found it really interesting that you're a songwriter and you know, you do all this stuff, but you're also like a music therapy helper kind of thing. So for you, what would you say like the role of music in your life is? I mean, it could be many different things, but I'm just curious.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, so I think after going to school for music therapy and like working as a music therapist, I've like just the knowledge I've gained, I'm trying to like put that into my own life. Because I know that like music can improve our mood, music can help like relax us. So if I'm ever feeling like overly anxious, I'll just like, you know, choose music that I have an emotional connection to and just like even just relax and listen to it, and it like really helps me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess the role of music in my life is it's like my vocation, you know?
Yeah.
I perform and write songs, and then I do music therapy as well. But it's also like a therapeutic tool I use in my own life.
Okay.
Yeah. And after, I think, yeah, because it always was kind of like a therapeutic tool, but I never would have described it that way until I went to school for music therapy, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting. Because it helps you gain this different perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like, it's because like music therapy is relatively a new field too. Like the program at CAP came around in 1970. So it's relatively new. And there's just like still so much research being done on like music and brain health and music and like what it does to our physiology and our emotions and our mood and everything. So I'm just like, the more I learn about it, the more I like use it in my own life as like a therapeutic tool. Yeah,
that's awesome. I took a music psychology class once and it was like the best class ever.
Ooh,
every day I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm learning this.
Yeah, I can imagine. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so we have about 10 minutes left of the show. So far, we haven't received too many calls with pickup lines, which is okay. We still have a couple to choose from. But if anyone listening would like to win tickets to the Shopping concert on March 7th, please call 604-822-2487 and give us your pickup lines. In the meantime, we have one more song from Nicole Audrey here, Heart and Soul. Do you want to introduce that one? Then we can give it a listen.
Sure. So this one, I guess, is a little lighter than the other two, like lyrical content wise and everything. So yeah, like I mentioned before, it's kind of like a theme of escape through all these songs. And this last one is about, like the character in the song is a young woman that wants to like go pursue her dreams, but she has to like leave one behind. And in my head, I imagined just like leaving behind someone that you love, like whether it's a romantic relationship or like, I don't know, a family member or something, in order to just like focus on yourself and your dreams and everything.
Yeah.
But like always keeping them in your heart.
Yeah.
That's what this one's about.
I love how all your songs have these distinct stories. That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Heart and Soul by Nicole Audrey. Please call in the studio to win concert tickets while we are listening to this one. So here's Heart and Soul.
Maybe I'll move to Nashville. Maybe it's New Orleans. Maybe I'll skip to Memphis. New York City. Coming along for the ride. There's honey on my heart and soul. You're with me all the time. Your love is inescapable. You never leave my side. So even if I am miles away, I'll just close my eyes. In my dreams I kiss you sleep, no matter where you are.
That was Heart and Soul by Nicole Audrey, and we are closing out the show today. We did receive one more call, which was very exciting, and so we're going to hear one more pickup line, and then Nicole and I will quickly decide who wins the concert tickets. So here we go. Hello, Elise. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Having a good time today. Do you want to share your pickup line with us?
Sure thing.
All right.
Okay. Are you my pinky toe? Because you're small and you're cute, and I'm probably going to bang you on my coffee table later tonight.
Amazing. That's a good one. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line so we can talk after the show, but thank you for sharing that with us, Elise.
Gladly.
All right.
I hope you all appreciated it.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Very much so.
All right, so we received three pickup lines. Let's review them quickly. Mm-hmm. So Adam Ferris, I probably shouldn't have shared his. Okay, Adam, my bad. Adam said that, he said, are you a radio host? Because I'm tuned into your frequency and you've got me feeling some sounds.
Yes.
I really liked that one.
That one was a good one, for sure.
Martine said, besides being sexy, what do you do for a living? And then Elise just now said, are you my pinky toe? Because you're cute, small, and I'm probably going to bang you on my coffee table later. What do you think was the best one?
I'm leaning towards the first one.
Yes, same.
Yeah,
just
because,
like, it, you know, he tailored it to me.
Yeah.
I like that, you know.
It was an extra personal layer to
the show. Exactly. I'm
prone
to flattery. Yeah, yeah. So I think we're going to have to go with Adam. So,
yeah,
Adam,
so
if you're still listening, congratulations. We'll give you a call after the show. And for the other two callers, thank you so much for participating. Please continue to participate next time we have a call-in on Feeling Sounds. But, yeah, that pretty much closes out our show today. So before we end, Nicole, do you want to kind of like self-promo, like people who can find your music online, like where they can go and all that stuff?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So my single Feel Something is on all streaming platforms, including Spotify. So if you just search up Feel Something, Nicole Audrey, you'll find me there. And feel free to follow me on social media. Just search Nicole Audrey again, Nicole Audrey Music. And yeah, if you're interested in coming to Blue Light Studio for my single release party, you can find the info on my Facebook page.
Yeah. Awesome. And thank you so much for being on the show. It was very fun to do this little contest and then chat about things with you.
That was awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, guys. So that's the end of Feeling Sounds for today. My name is Sarah, and I will talk with you guys next Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. Have a wonderful week, and goodbye.
It's not as simple as it used to be. Oh, won't you please pardon me? It's not as simple as it used to be. Why can't you see it hurts when you forget love's worth? It all, it all. Elementary baby.
got me ready.